the achievements of the project that we are seeing is the opportunity to bring the MET services closer to communities and also helping the MET services to build their confidence in talking to the media and also working better with the media in a way that the information can reach communities more. So those are the two main achievements of the project this far.
Now, of course, since you began work on FinPAC, we've seen the cyclone that struck in Vanuatu last year, and then Cyclone Winston, of course, in Fiji this year. I mean, from the reports that you may have had back from those two countries, do you believe that the work that you're doing is already beginning to make an impact? I mean, did people get a better quality of information during those two weather events?
Well, I can definitely say that the work that we're doing is helping the MET services improve the services that they provide to the countries through the warnings. But, you know, with a short-term project like this, we also have to be mindful that the work that we do, we will see the impact further down the line. And I'm sure Vanuatu and also the countries like Fiji that were struck by the cyclones have come a long way through a lot of capacity building in the past, through their own work and other capacity building projects. But FinPAC also has contributed a bit to it, but I think we will see a lot of improvements further down the line on this project.
Now, just take us back to the beginning, because people who may not be familiar with FinPAC will, I suggest, be a little curious as how Finland came to be involved in this in the first place and why they felt they wanted to put money into this particular project. So what's the connection? What's in it for Finland?
The government of Finland presence in the Pacific, especially in the meteorological field, has been very tremendous. It goes back over 10 years now, and Finland is a government, or is a country really, that has a lot of expertise in the area of meteorology, and so their support on the Pacific has been really significant, because it started with getting involved in improving aviation services through improved quality management system information. And so they have been really involved, and the FinPAC project is an extension of all the efforts in the past years of the Finland government, and we are very grateful for their support.
So what is left to do now? If you're 3 years into a four-year project, I mean, what are the targets that lie ahead?
Right now, we are completing our communications and media trainings with the countries. We have a few more to go. And also, most importantly, we are working with communities in wrapping up their pilot projects. And these pilot projects look at building climate and disaster resilience communities through improved early warning systems. So that's our main focus at the moment. But we're also working with the Finnish Meteorological Institute to complete some of the activities that we now have left through capacity building programs for the MET services, in introducing a few more tools, warning tools that can help the MET services improve their information that they provide.
Can you tell us a little bit more about those particular warning tools? I mean, are we talking about computer software or something else here?
Yes, we are talking about computer software. It is called Smart Alert, and this software will help the MET services, six of the MET services, to visualize the warning and also look at seeing the warning effectively displayed. And this the Finnish Meteorological Institute will provide training and also the software, and we're looking at the next month for that particular part of the project to be rolled out.
And that training that's being provided by the Finnish Meteorological Service, is that taking place in country here in the Pacific, or does it involve representatives from the Pacific going to Finland?
Finnish Meteorological Institute experts are coming to the Pacific, and they will be doing a regional workshop first in Fiji for the six countries, and that will be followed by in-country trainings in the countries as well. It will be too expensive for us to go all the way to Finland. And plus, the other good thing about bringing them here is that a lot more staff from the services can be trained.
It is a very generous act of philanthropy, really, isn't it, on the part of the Finnish government? Because by connecting these services and improving these services, I mean, the impact on the Pacific can be huge, because we know that we're going to have more weather events in the future. That's an absolute certainty.
Yes, definitely. I agree with you.
So for you personally, what has the experience been like?
For me, it's been a real eye-opener for me to also appreciate the hard work of that is done by the Met Services in all the countries. We continue, a lot of people do not realize that. And just by working with the technical team experts, as well as the Finnish meteorological experts, but as well as the National Met Services in the different countries, I think it's an area of priority that all our countries and the governments need to support going forward and looking at the risks ahead and, yeah, the predictions of more intense and more frequent disaster events in the future.